Good morning. It's what is it? June the third, I believe. It's June 3rd, right?
And Friday.
You know, and I did some homework yesterday. I said that the June 2nd was midway in the year. No, it's July 1st. That's when the 50-yard line of the game in football is
yeah,
because it's the 7th month. Silly me. Anyway, the show today is the weekly wrap up that we do every Friday. So that we don't have to come up with new topics, we can just review what we talked about in the past week. Monday passed, there was no show because, you know, it was Memorial Day in America. And in the UK, do they have Memorial Day?
We have our Memorial Day is in November, like the old Armistice Day.
Okay, okay. So May 31st is May 30th, I mean, is nothing. Okay.
But we did have a holiday. That was something different.
Okay. So on Tuesday, on May 31st, we talked about the Moz link, about the SEO homework they have there. And that article was the best SEO tip that there is. And all the steps are spelled out in the show notes about the check-in of the series of pages, etc. So go to the show notes, and as always, they're on the link at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, and we'll have those up for you directly. Okay, so you'll be able to keep up and anything you want to make a note about, look at. Also on that is there's free Google Analytics dashboards from Zeta.net, Z-E-T-A, or maybe it's pronounced Zeta. No, I think it's Zeta. And anyway, have a look at those and see which one of those resources you can use. If you're tracking analytics, those make things a lot easier, puts everything all in one place. And on Wednesday, on the report, we continued on about those free Google Analytics dashboards, and we enumerated the ones that are listed there. And best of all, they save the best for last, but the analytics overview dashboard, you want to give that one a definite look. If you've got any sort of an interest in who's going to the site and how long they spend, what they're doing when they get there, what percentage is new visits to the site, that's going to give you a lot of help there. And then Thursday, B2B, we took that same focus on Google Analytics and how you apply goals in the analytics, and those will help you fulfill your dreams, I guess you'd say, of what you want the site to be. And we spelled out there's 5 big broad brush events that we listed there, like develop a conversion focused web strategy, etc. And those things and the way you implement analytical goals to know how you drove traffic to your site using search or social media. So of course you're going to track, who's the referring site? Did most of my traffic come from Facebook? Did it come from Twitter, etc.? So give that a look, because I think you're going to like how to track and measure your task completion. Armed with that information, progress follows. Just like I wrote in the notes, you're going to do better by knowing this information, what things need to be fixed and made better, simply by knowing what's the count, right?
Right.
And I think that If you notice that I keep going like this, because I'm looking at Kelvin, I'm just out of habit. And I'm glad I got the name right today. I've called him Kelvin a couple of times, because sometimes I don't do that. And if you look at the past shows, especially yesterday, we had a bit of a struggle. So now it's shout out time. Let's give that company that likes to clean the first shout out, as we oftentimes do. Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters in Edinburgh, Scotland, the company that likes to clean. Need I say more? If you're in that part of the world, if you're on that side of the pond, as they say, and you need cleaning done to get that rental gone, because I guess the college kids are going to be leaving now, and those flats got to get cleaned up, give Fraser a call. He'll take care of you. Thanks to Blab. Blab's interface makes this show possible. And at the same time, we're thanking software. We're going to give a shout out for Screencast-O-Matic. I think it's the best screen recorder for the dollars for Windows that there is. Okay, that's my shameless plug there. With the Blab interface, one of the things that you can go there is one of the long time running, we were talking about it earlier before the show started. Friends Just Chatting is a conversation place on Blab that is exactly that. It's Friends Just Chatting, and they talk about anything and everything. Today we talked about podcasting events coming up in the UK. We talked about Hillary Steele's new dog, Spud, and so forth. So it's really a fun place to be. And that's what we should be having, is some fun now and then, right? Thanks for listening on YouTube, if that's where you're joining the show. And give us a little thumbs up. That matters somehow. Appreciate that. And we've got the link in the show notes how to get to the YouTube channel if you're listening in audio. And if you're listening audio, thank you for all the content networks that have us in audio, the Stitcher, the Spreaker, the Podbean, etc. Because without their support, we would not have you as an audience, would we? So on that note, let's see, I remember. Did I forget anything?
I was going to say, did you want to plug the link again, Podbean, the show notes link?
Oh, you mean the one for the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com? Well, yeah. I really shouldn't overdo it. You know, it'd be like redundant, and people would go, oh no, is he doing that again? So let's don't do that too much. Okay. I think that people would probably frown on that. So if you imagined that you saw that, just erase it from your memory. It wasn't an event that happened. Okay. So you have a great weekend.
You too.
And we'll have to get a video of Emily up soon. I watched Emily's first ride on the merry-go-round today. Or, well, I don't know if it's her first ride, one of the rides. And she was having fun, holding on for dear life, and Grandma waved. It was fun. On that note, thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. It's a wrap.